For Theater Talk on WBFO, I'm Anthony Chase.
And I'm Peter Hall.
Well, it should be all the signs of spring. It should be getting ready for Shakespeare in Delaware Park, but they've just made the announcement they've had to pull the plug on As You Like It, which was to have been the first show of the season. But COVID-19 scuttled that plan, and they're hoping that they'll be able to do A Midsummer Night's Dream in July, but no, we don't really know what's happening.
And we don't know, is Buffalo going to get a reprieve from some of the shutdowns, or are we still waiting for June or even July before we're considered not a potential hotspot? But speaking of time, one of the sadder things, this June, a lot of high school seniors are not going to get to walk their yearbook around for signatures. They're not going to get to graduate. And a lot of kids who are looking forward to their senior play or musical are not going to get to put that on.
Well, a comment on that. I think that in the fullness of time, they will be glad that their friends did not write those dopey things in their yearbook.
Well, speak for yourself.
But they will regret not having been able to do their high school show. I think that that's true. I think that for a lot of people, the most important thing that happened in high school was doing those shows. And I especially think if you're a senior, can you imagine being a senior and giving your all? And I think that only people who did shows in high school or have been in a play can understand what we're talking about. Just the surge of excitement, of energy, of camaraderie, of love that you get from being in that show, of taking that curtain call. I think every human being should have an opportunity to experience that.
Well, you're onto something. I was looking at my yearbook just the other day, and one of the candid shots that I just cherish is me sitting in the hallway running lines. And I was running lines because I was the lead in Molière's The Imaginary Invalid. And I remember on opening night, I was supposed to look sick. I did this little gesture with my head and let my tongue loll out, and the audience roared. What a feeling!
It's electricity. Yeah, that's fabulous.
So I'll never forget that, and you're right. I feel bad for kids who won't have that chance.
Well, on into community theaters or college programs. There are many about. I find during this period of time, I'm thinking of my high school days because being from a small town and not going to theater constantly, but still obsessed with it, and going into the library and pulling all of the theater worlds off the shelf and looking at all the Hirschfelds in the back and looking at what the opening night casts were and replacement casts for all the Broadway shows and what had been out on the road and learning all of that, just absorbing everything that I could about the theater. And of course, as an adult, going to the theater, and for people like you and me, several times a week. And now that's stopped completely. And I find myself once again reading about the theater, looking for things online, watching YouTube videos the way that I used to listen to Broadway LPs. And I was amused to see in the New York Times, Ben Brantley, who is the chief critic for the New York Times, doing exactly the same thing. He wrote an article about the film All About Eve, in which Bette Davis plays a great Broadway star, Margot Channing, 1950 film. And he was talking about the fantasy of the theater world and of Broadway that that film evoked for him when he was a kid and times in his life when he's able to experience that since. But I thought, how interesting, people not abandoning that obsession with the theater, even at a time when they're unable to attend it.
You mentioned YouTube. The Alleyway Theater every Sunday morning is putting on one of their Buffalo quickies. They started last Sunday. This coming Sunday, they'll do it again. New play. What else is going on?
Well, I just got an email from Road Less Traveled. They're trying to redo their whole lineup, pushing things down the road, but doing Project, the John Elston play that they'd had such success with in their very beginning, doing it again online. I saw that the Shaw Festival had done a cabaret online, but just as we had said at the top about Shakespeare, will they do Midsummer? Will a lot of things happen for the theater because of all the planning, preparation, building, rehearsal? This is beginning to have implications beyond the summer and on into the fall, which makes it very difficult to get information about the planning of what's going on in theaters. The theater is in itself a magic trick. You go to the theater and it's as if this show has sprung spontaneously out of the box before your very eyes, when in fact sometimes years of planning and preparation have happened. So they're not accustomed to letting you see how the sausage is made, particularly when complicated contractual arrangements are being made. They want to be able to tell you, okay, here's the deal. They're trying to give you accurate information and the best possible arrangement.
Well, I really think you're onto something. Factual information is very helpful, and disinformation, we've been coming to find, is not. Let's not say anything until we know for sure.
And when the theater comes back, wow, will I be ready. But in the meantime, reading, YouTubing, Zooming, and so forth. For Theater Talk on WBFO,
I'm Peter Hall.
And I'm Anthony Chase.